Motivational interviewing is a way of being with clients that helps them resolve ambivalence about making significant behavior change. I guess if I had to put it in a nutshell, that's what I would say it is. It has very specific skills that go along with it, but it also has this underlying spirit where the client is treated as a person that has strengths, a person that just needs some space so that they can talk about their issue and come to their own understanding about where they are and what they need to do from that point forward. Ambivalence is the crux of any change process. So think about yourself. Think about when you've tried to lose weight. Think about when you've tried to do something different. Think about when you've tried to change a habit. It, first of all, takes a lot of time. Second of all, you're going to go through these different stages of change. So I think one thing that helps to make it very personal right away for people who are learning motivational interviewing is to realize that they themselves have gone through the same change process that they're asking their clients to do. And if you remember that, oh, I'm a human being too, I go through the same change process that my client does, it's a little easier to be a little more gentle towards your clients when you think of it that way. And so ambivalence, again, is a very normal part of the change process, and a lot of clients and a lot of therapists don't see it as normal. They see it as pathological. They label it as denial. They label it as the client's not ready to change. Whereas in motivational interviewing, we basically embrace the ambivalent and say, of course the person is ambivalent. They've been getting some sort of payoff from doing this behavior for so many years. Why should they change? There's no good reason for them to change, or is there? And, you know, again, that increasing awareness of, you know, gosh, maybe I ought to change, that's part of the normal change process. And one of the things I think that motivational interviewing has to teach all of us is that normalization of ambivalence as part of the change process. And we shouldn't run away from it, and we shouldn't beat it over the head and try to confront it head on. But what we really need to do is give our clients space to talk about it.